This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations have reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
The G7 reached a landmark deal on Saturday to pursue higher global taxation on multinational businesses such as Google, Apple, and Amazon, and Facebook, which said it welcomed the deal and accepted this could mean it would pay more tax. The United States, Britain, and five other leading advanced economies agreed to back a minimum global corporate rate of at least 15% and for companies to pay more tax in the markets where they sell goods and services. It's a step that could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help countries cope with the aftermath of the past year's economic turmoil. The deal was years in the making, and it also promises to end national digital services taxes levied by Britain and other European countries, which the United States says unfairly target U.S. technology giants.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Thousands of Hungarians demonstrated in Budapest Saturday against a plan by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government to build a campus of a top Chinese university in the city. Around 10,000 people marched through the Hungarian capital to protest the proposed Fudan University campus, which is scheduled for completion in 2024. According to a deal signed between Hungary and the Shanghai-based university's president, the campus, its first in Europe, would be a 500,000-square-meter complex, but the sprawling project has fed unease about Hungary's diplomatic tilt from west to east and its soaring indebtedness to China, and has sparked a diplomatic spat between Beijing and Budapest's liberal mayor. This is VOA News. Armed assailants have killed at least 114 people in an overnight attack in Burkina Faso. The government said the attackers struck during the night on Friday, killing residents of the village of Solhan in Yaga province bordering Niger. They burned homes and the market, according to a government statement. The government described the attackers as terrorists, but no group has claimed responsibility. Attacks by jihadists linked to al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in West Africa's Sahel region have risen sharply since the start of the year, particularly in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, with civilians bearing the brunt. Telecom operators in Nigeria said Saturday they had complied with a government directive to suspend access to Twitter indefinitely, 2 days after the social media giant deleted a tweet from President Muhammadu Buhari's account for violating its rules. The Association of Licensed Telecom Operators of Nigeria confirmed its members had received formal instructions from the Nigerian Communications Commission, the industry regulator, to suspend access to Twitter. International human rights groups and diplomats have condemned the move, which followed previous attempts by the government of Africa's most populous country to regulate social media. Sunday marks the 77th anniversary of D-Day in World War II, and a small French town has honored a U.S. paratroop landing. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The paratroopers landed in the early hours of D-Day, among them Charles Shea. He's the only veteran attending the ceremony at Carentan, commemorating the 77th anniversary of the assault that helped bring an end to World War II. Now he's honoring the people of the region.
In France, the people remember these men very, they held them close to their heart, and they remember what they did for them.
This year's commemorations take place with travel restrictions, preventing veterans or families of fallen soldiers from making the trip to France. Shea has recalled the many good friends he'd lost on the battlefield in the 1940s. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And we have confirmed contact and soft capture at 4:09.
SpaceX's latest commercial resupply services mission successfully docked at the International Space Station Saturday. This is SpaceX's 22nd supply run for NASA. The space agency turned to private companies to transport cargo and astronauts after the shuttle's retirement a decade ago. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.